What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, where you'll find out what the Fukushima's going on.
And
hello, America. I don't know why we had an echo there for a second, but welcome to our show here. It is Friday, October 20th, 2017, and end of a week. Thank goodness it's Friday. Thank goodness it's Friday. I don't know about you. I could use a nice, restful weekend. This last week, between computer problems and power and light and internet and all the rest of it, was a little frustrating, and I think I need to strive for some zen-like calm over the next few days. The phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. Mike is in our control room, ready to answer the phone when you call on in. Quick little program note. Yes, the lovely Lady Claire will be joining us in hour number three today with her unique perspective on the world. So let's get right on into it here. Obviously, right now, the biggest story in the independent media, certainly, and now on Fox News, is the uranium deal. It is a huge corruption bribery scandal. It's probably the biggest one in all of U.S. history. And the deafening silence from the left wing, Hillary supporters, most of the corporate media, except for Fox News, it really underscores how scared they are of this. And I think all of these people engaged in this kind of massive corruption because they were convinced Hillary was going to win the White House or steal the White House, and they wouldn't have to worry about any kind of prosecutions. And that's why they've all been on the attack against Donald Trump ever since he won the election. Because if he ever takes a moment to take a look at what's going on, and he's obviously paying attention to this, you're going to see some real investigations and real prosecution, because I'm sure a lot of people in the federal government now understand their credibility and legitimacy as a whole is now on the line if they fail to act. Same thing with the corporate media. Now, interestingly enough, all the way back in June of this year, CNBC's Bartim Romo grilled John Podesta on Uranium One in Russia. So it's not like they don't know the story was out there, didn't know the story was out there, but it got hushed up. And now the corporate media is getting defensive about the story here. Andre Mitchell literally came on out and said, "We've covered the Uranium One story. We gave it 92 seconds of coverage 2 years ago." So what do you mean a blackout, media blackout? I mean, that is really lame. Still lots of coverage on Donald Trump's phone call to the Gold Star widow. A lot of coverage dwindling on the NFL, dwindling on Weinstein. But that's what they're focusing on, all this stuff. They're still going on about the phone call. More about that a little bit later. But basically what we're talking about is that interest within the Russian nuclear industry were bribing U.S. officials to get their hands on America's uranium ore. 20% of American uranium was transferred to the control of the Russians. You know, those people that the corporate media have been saying all those bad things about, those Russians. And what do you make out of uranium? Well, you can make paint, if you don't mind glowing in the dark. You can make nuclear power stations with it. You can also make bombs. And the FBI had an inside informant. They knew what was going on. They've got hard evidence. And basically, Hillary Clinton, as Secretary of State, was in a position to approve or deny the deal. She approved it, and $145 million poured into the Clinton Foundation. There is definitely a story here. And the corporate media is out there. Who's interested in that stuff? Who's interested? But like I said, Fox News is out there finally doing a good job. Lou Dobbs just went after Attorney General Jeff Sessions last night about this whole issue. And so everybody in the government has to know that everybody in the country knows what's going on. And that's why I say the legitimacy and credibility of the entire government is now on the line. It was severely damaged when James Comey read off that list of Title 18 felony violations Hillary Clinton committed with her email server and then gave her a free pass. So apparently, the FBI for a decade ran an operation called Ghost Stories to monitor and rip apart a deep cover Russian agent network. And apparently, they arrested 10 of the spies in June of 2010. Secretary of State Hillary Clinton worked feverishly to get the Russian agent sent back to Moscow in a hastily arranged lopsided deal with Putin. It kind of reminds me about the dancing Israelis who turned out to be Mossad agents on 9/11 and how they were very quickly sent back to Israel. And the liberals are circling the wagons here. A former press secretary for Bill Clinton, basically came on out attacking Peter Schweizer over this story. How dare you? I mean, how dare you dare to dare to dare? This is not going to go away. We're not going to let this go away. We're repeating the lesson of the Downing Street memo, where it was a major story in the independent media for like a month, and finally the corporate media had to look at it. Dismissively, but they looked at it. We're going to do a shout-out now to our on-air affiliates who are just now rejoining the network. Meanwhile, over on Hannity's program, he's basically announced the House committee is now looking into this matter and looking into the issue that there were 2,800 Huma Abedin government documents on Anthony Weiner's laptop. And according to Judge Napolitano, it will lead to a Clinton indictment if the FBI reopens the case. So again, FBI, your credibility as an institution is on the line. Reopen the investigation or be seen by all of America as part of that corrupted swamp. And they are getting scared here. They are getting scared. And they're trying to stall. They're trying to delay. And apparently in one of the actions for Judicial Watch, the Department of State is saying it still has 40,000 Hillary documents that the FBI found. They still need to process them, and they won't be able to turn them over until 2020. That's a stonewall. Now, getting back over to Fusion GPS, two of their top figures, Peter Fritsch and Thomas Kaden, have now officially pled the Fifth Amendment, which is as much as saying, yeah, they did something wrong, and they know they did something wrong. And they're going to shut up about it. But Senator Grassley has come on out with another interesting question, because apparently Fusion GPS made use of paid assets within the corporate media to spread their opposition research, a.k.a. smears. And so Senator Grassley wants to know which journalists in Washington, D.C. were given financial incentives to spread that Trump dossier in the media. A pay-for-play operation. So it's just getting worse and worse. Now, to show you how scared they're getting, they're pulling out all the old guard. George W. Bush is out there saying, oh, he's a racist. And they're trying to get everybody to come on out and defend the liberal establishment from the liberals' own actions. And so former Attorney General Eric Holder, who was Attorney General under Obama before Loretta Lynch, came on out and defended James Comey for drafting an exoneration letter before completing the Clinton investigation. And Holder is out there saying, it's no big deal. He's an honest guy, and he just sort of knew right at the beginning this investigation had no merit, and it was a good faith assessment by a person who I think has done a lot for this country. Man, oh man. Anybody in the fertilizer business, just back the truck up there to Washington, D.C., because it's just pouring out the windows there. Meanwhile, Eric Holder is openly out there. He came out and said he's part of the Trump resistance. And remember, Eric Holder was one of the people who okayed that Uranium One deal. And so now he's part of the Trump resistance. Like I said, they engaged in all of this massive bribery, corruption, selling out America's uranium to Russia because they were convinced Hillary would steal the White House and they wouldn't have to worry about investigations or prosecutions or anything. And Trump won with So many Americans voted him. It was a landslide that overcame the election fraud. And remember, we now know there's at least 11,000 documented cases of election fraud in last year. I'm sorry, 1,100. Is that 1,100, 11,000? I have to go back and look at the number. It's a huge number in every single state. And that's why they're all panicking, why they're out there trying to get rid of Donald Trump, because they know that he still has another 3 years to bring prosecutions against them. And now you've got committees in both the House and the Senate are saying, we have to look at this. The American people know what went on. We have to deal with it. We're going to take a phone call from Dustin in New Jersey. Aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Yeah, hi, Mike. I think you'll probably talk about this later, about Bahrain looking to buy the S-400 missile system now.
it actually wasn't on the list of talking points, but yes.
Yeah, it's ka-ching,
everybody wants ka-ching. That S-400 now.
Yep, because they're rolling out the S-500, I believe, next year. But, hey, Mike, ConocoPhillips, is that a British or a French company? Because I saw the Kurds handed back the largest gas field to the Russians in Syria, and it said Conoco gas field. Is that ConocoPhillips, a French company?
Okay. Could you give me that one more time?
Yeah, you know, the Kurds handed back the gas fields to the Russians in Syria. The largest gas field in Syria is owned by, it's like Conoco gas fields. But I wonder if that's ConocoPhillips, which was that a British company maybe or French?
It may be. I actually don't know where ConocoPhillips is domiciled. It's obviously it's a multinational, but I don't know where their corporate headquarters are. I think it may be British, but I'm not sure about that.
Yeah, because there's an oil refinery that's the largest oil refinery in Syria, and that's probably the last big thing to grab. And I know each side's racing to grab it now. But why would the Kurds give that back? You know, maybe because the U.S. basically dumped them?
Well, we know that the Kurds have just made a huge deal with Russia. For oil, because they're feeling betrayed by the U.S. and pressured by Iran. But as far as Syria is concerned, yeah, everybody, it isn't necessarily the refinery. Everybody's racing to control that one last really large oil field and its revenues. And I think it's in the back of some people's minds that Syria is still going to resolve itself with some kind of a partitioning and that they want the oil fields to be in their partition.
And then one more quick thing. I just want to let you know they're looking at the Super Hornet, the F-18 Super Hornet, to do some upgrades on it now, because maybe they're seeing the writing on the wall with the F-35. So maybe they're just going to look at the existing platforms we got. F-18 and F-16 are great planes, and they should have just upgraded them from the beginning instead of But you know how it's a money pit.
Well, it is, and there's also the fact that the F-16 the F-18 are not radar stealthy, which was the whole big deal of pushing into the F-22 and the F-35. But even upgrading an aircraft may not work. We were going to mention this later in the show. An upgraded American F-4 Phantom crashed on takeoff in Japan. The crew escaped, but again, it indicates that these weapon systems are actually very fragile.
And, Mike, the SU-30, which was that the first plane that uses that vector nozzle thrust? I believe the F-22 was our first plane that uses. So the Russians had that, actually, I believe, for quite a while.
Yes.
Before we had. So they're on their next, with the PAC-T-50, which is their stealth fighter. That has, probably a next-generation version. So we're kind of behind on that also, besides missile tech.
We are. Russia's led the way on a lot of tech. You remember that swing wing on the F-111? That was copied from a Russian design.
All right, thanks, Mike. Have a great show.
All right, thanks an awful lot. We're going to let you go here. Now, getting on back to the news, you've probably been hearing about this lady, Frederica Wilson. She's a Democratic representative, and she's at the forefront of keeping this whole Trump phone call to the gold medal widow, how inappropriate, he was rude and insensitive to her. And basically, a lot of people are saying it is unconscionable how Frederica Wilson politicized the Trump phone call. Now, the widow herself, just appalled at how everybody was trying to distort the story, has now posted the video that was being made of that phone call in its entirety. And it's very respectful. It's very complimentary. And again, it's another huge nothing burger coming on out there by these liberal Democrats who are desperate to get rid of Trump before some of them start getting thrown in jail. Meanwhile, Frederica Wilson has now come out accusing White House Chief of Staff John Kelly of racism. It almost seems like that's become the automatic knee-jerk reaction of the liberals. If you're not winning your argument, just scream you're a racist and, you know, stomp out indignantly. And it's gone a little bit too far, and it's worn out. By the way, side note, for all her talk about the gold medal widow and the soldier who died and everything, U.S. Representative Frederica Wilson has voted against 10 House bills to help veterans. So again, she's not really on the side of the veterans. She's just seizing an opportunity to go after Donald Trump yet again. Now, in brief, this is going to be the only story about Harvey Weinstein that we're going to do today because we got so much else to talk about. Ann Coulter came out with an interesting article explaining why Harvey Weinstein got away with what he was doing for so long because apparently Weinstein has a lot of allies in the corporate media. And Weinstein was bragging how he could use his assets in the corporate media to crush anybody who crossed him. And basically, Tina Brown, one of Weinstein's erstwhile cleanup gals, told Charlie Rose, "What I found really unsettling was how many journalists, frankly, were on his payroll." So, again, a big part of the fault for why Harvey Weinstein was able to get away with what he was doing for so long was the corporate media. They were protecting him, same way they were protecting Hillary Clinton, same way they're still trying to protect Hillary Clinton. Now, there is a company, Esponda Productions, LLC, and they produced a documentary about the pedophile problem in Hollywood, and it's currently linked to the front page of whatreallyhappened.com, and for a limited time you can watch it for free. This isn't pirated, this isn't stolen, this is the production company itself putting it on up on Vimeo and saying, yeah, come and look at this. We've been talking about this for a very, very long time, and for a limited time you can watch the documentary for free. And after that, it will be for sale, and they're promising that the proceeds from the sales are going to go to charities that deal with these abused children, these abused child stars. But it's a bit of an eye-opener. Now, getting on to the war zones here, Russia right now is almost the only source of humanitarian aid going into Syria. Iran is helping a little bit. Virtually nothing from the United Nations, nothing from the United States, nothing from the other Western countries. Now, there's a refugee camp, the Rukban refugee camp. It's located on the Syrian-Jordanian border in the so-called deconfliction zone arbitrarily established by the United States around 10th. And they're facing a humanitarian disaster because the Americans are using aviation, rocket, and artillery systems to prevent Syrian government workers from entering the zone. And there's 60,000 people in there. They're threatened with starvation. They have no access to fresh water. Well, if it works in Yemen, it'll work in Syria. We'll be right back. We'll be right back.
folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
You can burn up our mosques and our homes and our schools, but our spirit will never die. We will not go down in Gaza tonight. Women and children alike.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. We're talking about the war zones, and there are plenty of them. And apparently there's another one of these billionaires is going to finance an impeach Donald Trump campaign. In this case, it's on the basis that Trump has brought us to the edge of nuclear war. And while I'm always very suspicious of billionaires talking about impeachment, I have to agree. For me, the single biggest disappointment in Donald Trump was his war policy. Because he campaigned on no more foreign interventions, and here we are, interventions up to our nostrils. Meanwhile, the U.S. Department of State has now officially admitted that militants linked to al-Nusra Front are carrying out terrorist attacks using chemical weapons in Syria. And Russia's defense ministry is saying, effectively, it's about time. So, yeah, but what has the corporate media been telling you all this time? Oh, it's Assad. It's Assad. Trust us. It's Assad. He's bad, 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 bad. You know, our U.S.-backed forces would never, ever, ever do anything like that. Now the State Department says that they have. Now, interestingly enough, there is this group that claims to be fighting against Russian propaganda and fake news. And they're now asking a reporter not to pursue information on the CIA's arming of the Syrian rebels. The group is called Proper Not. They're famous for being an ex-source for the Washington Post. And they're saying the story might fall into the wrong hands, you know, like we, the American people. So Jason Leopold, who's a senior investigative reporter at BuzzFeed, tweeted that he'd filed a Freedom of Information Act lawsuit against the CIA for documents related to the U.S. arming Syrian rebels. And Proper Not is already out there saying, please don't do that. Really, that information is too dangerous to allow out. It'll get into the wrong hands, like the American people. And then what will they think of us? Probably about what we think of you right now. Seriously. There's been an explosion inside a mosque in Kabul, Afghanistan, casualties reported. And I know it almost seems like in this day and age, another terrorist attack is no big deal. My concern, however, is that this sudden surge of terror attacks in Afghanistan could be seized on by the U.S. government as an excuse to escalate the situation in Afghanistan. Because they've been stuck in that quagmire for years. In fact, the U.S. war on Afghanistan is the longest war in our entire history. 16 years. We have kids starting high school who weren't even alive when this war started. And they're trying to figure out a way to send more troops and more troops and convince the war-weary American people that, yeah, so far we've haven't done much in Afghanistan except secure a pipeline route and a reliable supply of opium. But yes, let's go on in and give them what for. Now, as I mentioned to Dustin in New Jersey, the Kurdistan Regional Government in Iraq has announced it has signed a deal with the Russian state-owned oil corporation Rosneft that would allow the company to begin developing oil blocks worth a potential $400 million to the Kurds. This is probably going to up the ante, so to speak, from Iraq's point of view. But again, the more the U.S. and the West are pushing on these countries, the more they pivot to Russia. This is a failed policy. And they keep on doing it, which is the definition of insanity, doing the same thing over and over again and expecting a different outcome. Now, this is an alarming development here. Head of the CIA, Pompeo, is out there obsessing about the Islamic Republic's continued testing of ballistic missiles. And he's announced that the CIA is going to become a much more vicious agency in fighting their adversaries. The CIA are not the swell bunch of guys you see in the movies or read about in the Tom Clancy novels. We all wish they were, but they aren't. We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you some from Amazon.com. It really does work like the review says it does. I cannot believe that after the first few days, I didn't feel as sluggish or clogged up. It has had a profound impact on my physical, emotional well-being. I'm skeptical as most people about products and their claims, and I never write reviews, but this is a wonderful product and I recommend it to everyone. Great product. It has brought my blood pressure from the mid-150s over the 80s to the mid-130s over mid-80s, along with diet and exercise in just the past couple of months. Excellent. Thank you, David. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. As most of you know, my regular listeners, I offer energy cleaners for sale at my website. If you don't have a clue what I'm talking about, go to my website, thelibertyman.com, educate yourself about these marvelous healing devices. We focus on pain mitigation and getting a great night's sleep. Arthritis pain, joint pain, back pain, doesn't matter. Keep in mind, I offer for me to you personally a 30-day money-back guarantee. That's what I do. Energy cleaners, $285, shipping included to American zip codes. You can educate yourself all about the energy cleaner right there at my website, the patent application, the wonderful testimonials. Be sure and check out the factory-made fitted mattress pads to go with the energy cleaner. Now, I offer for me to you personally a 30-day money-back guarantee. That's what I do. I have a toll-free order line, or you can order it right at my website at thelibertyman.com. The toll-free order line is 800-592-9543. I say again, 800-592-9543. Thank you.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AirOutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more, plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. Visit us online at whatreallyhappened.com. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. Now, interestingly enough, we're seeing this continued debate over the Iran deal, and Trump's already refused to recertify. He's basically destroyed the credibility of the U.S. government with other governments around the world. And the war hawks are all out there saying, yes, now we can go have war with Iran. Well, if you really feel that way, here are your jumpsuits, here are your rifles, and here are your parachutes. You guys go on, have fun, leave the rest of us alone here. It turns out, though, that according to the latest polls, 3/4 of Americans support the current Iran deal. So Trump is not operating from his base here. And yes, it's one of the areas where he did campaign on this issue that as president, he would tear down the Iran deal. But it's how it's being done that is creating a political backlash that is going to haunt the United States government's international relationships for decades to come. And again, more and more countries are beginning to realize that the issue here is whether or not nations have a right to self-defense in the face of an obviously rogue, belligerent nation that is trying to gobble up the rest of the world. And of course, yes, everybody has a right to defense, even down to us individual citizens. That's what the Second Amendment is about. We have a right to defend ourselves. So Putin is wagging his finger again at the U.S. government for failing to keep their end of a bargain in a host of international disarmament agreements. We were talking the other day about the chemical weapons. Russia has destroyed, all their biological weapons. And the U.S. is out there saying, oh, we forgot about these over here. And they have the largest stockpile of these weapons on Earth. And so basically, speaking at a question and answer session at the Valdai Discussion Club in Sochi, Putin began by recalling the megatons to megawatts program, which ran between 1993 and 2013 and saw Russia downblend enriched uranium from the equivalent of about 20,000 nuclear warheads were decommissioned. And they took the highly enriched uranium and they diluted it down to low enriched uranium to be used as fuel by U.S. power stations. And then the U.S. turns around and starts doing things like bombing Belgrade. Right now, the U.S. government has a serious problem. No other government on Earth trusts them, and with very, very good reason. The U.S. government has a serious credibility problem of its own making, and I have no sympathy for them whatsoever. Now, one possible aspect of this loss of trust is that Russia has announced they have no intention to join the treaty on the prohibition of nuclear weapons as it is of destabilizing nature. Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov said at the Moscow Non-Proliferation Conference on Friday, he said, we're concerned over the fact we're approaching the 2020 review conference under the Treaty on the Non-Proliferation of Nuclear Weapons with disquieting results so far. The destructive actions by some states, which have broken the consensus on the draft final document of the previous conference, have done considerable damage to the viability of the treaty. So now the Nuclear Non-Proliferation Treaty may collapse. And again, the U.S. violated that, certainly in Iran. Under the terms of the Nuclear Non-Proliferation Treaty, the U.S. is obligated to help nations develop peaceful uses of nuclear energy, like power stations. And frankly, if the U.S. government had really been concerned about a secret bomb factory underneath Iran's power station, the way Israel has under Dimona, the obvious solution is go on in there, offer your help, help pour the foundations, lay the wiring, put in the piping and everything, and then you know that it's just a power station. But it was far more amenable to the war agenda to just sit back in the U.S. and say, oh, we know Iran is doing all these terrible things here, even though the IAEA says, yeah. And again, by using the threat of military force to convince Iran, to coerce Iran, rather, to surrender its rights under the Nuclear Non-Proliferation Treaty, it puts the U.S. in the wrong yet again under international law. Meanwhile, Nikki Haley over at the United Nations is out there screaming that Russia's meddling in our election is warfare. They've committed an act of war against us. When a country can come interfere in another country's elections, that is warfare. There's only one problem with that. There's no evidence that Russia interfered with the election. All of the election fraud discovered so far from last year's election was being done by the liberals, and it all favored Hillary Clinton. There just wasn't enough of it. And even the head of the CIA is saying if there was any Russian meddling, it was too small to have any real effect. Certainly far less effect than all those millions of illegal immigrants who voted, those however many dead people who voted in two different states. There was massive election fraud last year, but it wasn't Russia that was doing it. I think Russia, to be very honest, would have been much happier with Hillary Clinton as president. because she is blackmailable over that Uranium One deal, and she would have been the perfect Russian candidate in office, the perfect Russian puppet, a president of the United States of America who will do whatever Russia says. That's what Hillary Clinton would have been. She's trying to say that that's what Trump is. She's just projecting her own guilt, because she had to know if she did this deal with Russia, she's open to blackmail by Russia. But she didn't care. Just the lure of that money, $145 million. I can't even conceive of how much money that is. I know it's a lot. I can see how many zeros there are there. We have been talking about the deterioration of our military preparedness. We've been at war in all these different countries for 16 years. We're using up our stockpiles. We're wearing out the military machinery, tanks, trucks, planes. They're not designed to last a very, very long time, because the models are, once they go into combat, their lifespan is measured maybe in a few months. So they're not built to last 5 or 10 years. We've been talking about the obvious problems with command of our Navy ships, with the USS Fitzgerald and the USS John S. McCain ignoring the rules of the road, so to speak, right of way, and getting into these horrible accidents. And now there's apparently another problem over on one of the ships over there at North Korea. And apparently the cruiser Shiloh, there's a huge morale problem. And it's coming on out where the sailors on board are saying they hate their ship. That's a really bad thing. You want the sailors to feel like that ship is their home. You want them to love that ship so that they'll care for it. And if they hate the ship, you're not going to get quality work. Apparently, one shipmate said it's only a matter of time before something horrible happens. Another sailor, our sailors do not trust the CO. Another one said it's a floating prison. Another sailor said, I just pray we never have to shoot down a missile from North Korea, because then our ineffectiveness will really show. And apparently a big part of the problem is the commanding officer's micromanagement and apparently minor on-the-job mistakes often led to time in the brig on a diet of bread and water. I mean, seriously, Captain Bligh is not a model. He's not a role model for the Navy. He messed up on the Bounty. He pushed his men too hard, and there comes a breaking point. And by the way, after the mutiny on the Bounty, Captain Bligh was actually briefly governor of Sydney, Australia. And he did the same thing there, and it resulted in a revolution and a backlash. A crew on a ship has to be a team. And yes, there is the captain, and there's a chain of command, but you still have to realize it is a team working together, not just the captain up there saying, do this, do that, or I'll throw you in the brig. The Navy has a serious personnel problem. As I mentioned earlier in the show, there was apparently this Japanese Air Force base, and they had this updated, maintained Phantom F-4. They were about to go on a training flight from Hyukari Air Base in Ibaraki Prefecture in eastern Japan, and apparently the jet just burst into flames just before takeoff. And fortunately, the flight crew got out. They were able to run away to safety. Now, here's something really weird. As you know, Great Britain has been suckered into buying the F-35. And this idea of globalization really comes back to haunt you in the event of war, because right now, the British F-35 engines have to be sent to Turkey when they need an overhaul, which is a regular occurring thing. There's a lot of wear and tear on those military jet engines. And see, if you get into a war and all of a sudden Turkey's on the other side, you start getting into trouble. How do you get your engines overhauled? Now, of course, back in World War II, all the weapons being used were domestically produced by the countries using them. For the most part, there was there were some exports. Italy was exporting to one side at the start of the war and to the other side at the other end of the war. But like the British Spitfire was produced almost entirely in Great Britain. This idea of a distributed procurement chain for the military across the globe, that's very vulnerable. It's very fragile if the world goes to a shooting war. Let's take a phone call here. Terry in Oregon, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, Mike, this phone call that President Trump made to this woman lost her son or husband in Nigerian war.
Yes.
People's reaction to that in this country is, we were at war in Africa? Gee, I didn't know that. And that's true because they fight these wars and don't bother telling us, you know, and usually a war is a top thing on the news every night. I know in Vietnam we had reporters everywhere. And, of course, the bad feeling that produces what one of the things that lost the war for us. So they've gotten wise over the years. There's two things that defeat your country. One is showing what's really happening in our wars on television every night. And number two is the draft. So they don't have the draft, and they're not telling us about these wars. But including me, I mean, I'd like to know what's going on in Africa. Do you happen to know all the operations we're involved in over there?
I don't know all of them. And as this incident in Niger just showed, it is being withheld from the American people. And maybe the reason they're trying to make a big stink over Donald Trump's phone call to this Gold Star widow is that they're trying to keep people from asking the next obvious question. What the heck are we doing in Niger in the first place?
Right. And the rest of Africa. I mean, that's not the only one. We got stuff on Somalia, and Israelis are bombing Sudan on a regular basis. And I'm sure we got stuff going to Sudan because there's oil in southern Sudan, and we want to get our hands in that. And, of course, it's a war on terror. Right, Mike?
Yeah, well, it's sold to us as the war on terror, but the reality is that the American continent and Europe and Asia have been pretty much mined out, and Africa remains the world's largest undeveloped pool of resources, not oil, gold, rare metals, all that stuff, and it's up there for grabs, and AFRICOM was created to project U.S. military power into Africa to control those resources. And that's why the U.S. government is so upset about China now having a military base in Africa.
Well, China also signed a bunch of agreements with a bunch of African countries on their minerals years
ago. That's exactly right.
You know, they said, the U.S. was saying, human rights, we can't do business with you. And China says, that's none of our business. We'll go ahead and sign a deal with you. You know, it's just business between you and me. You know, we're going to keep our nose out of your politics. But, of course, we couldn't do that. But now everything we seem to do has a negative effect on our foreign policy.
Well, in the case of the U.S., they may scream human rights. But as we've seen in these U.S.-dominated war zones, it's all talk. And the real issue is screaming about a government's human rights record is usually part of the early propaganda to start to demonize them ahead of some kind of a regime change operation. Because from the U.S. point of view, it's much more profitable to go in and regime change a nation and have the new puppet government sell those resources at lowered prices than to go on in and do a fair market deal. That was the whole rationale behind the U.S. putting Batista into power in Cuba, because Batista impoverished the Cuban people by selling Cuba's agricultural produce at way below market rates to American companies like PepsiCo and United Fruit. And when the inevitable revolution came about and Batista fled and Castro took on over, and the U.S. said, we're going to embargo you. And the irony there is Fidel Castro, the first thing he said when he took power in Cuba is he said to the U.S., I want to be friends with you guys. You know, we want to go on selling you. agricultural produce, bananas, sugar, and the rest of it. And the U.S. said, well, we still want those discounts we had under Batista. And Castro said, I can't do that. I'm going to charge you the fair market price. And that's when the U.S. declared the embargo. And that's what forced Cuba into the Soviet sphere of influence. So they keep making these same mistakes over and over again.
Right. We're sending a lot of countries into the Soviet sphere of influence. And pretty soon we're going to be staying there by ourselves.
It's the Russian sphere of influence. The Soviets are gone. It's the Russian sphere of influence, but it's the same mechanism. The more the U.S. tries to bully all these other countries, the more it is driving them into alliances with Russia and China. It's a failed policy, and apparently nobody in Washington, D.C. has the gonadal tissue to stand up and say, this isn't working. We need a rethink.
Exactly. But back to the African wars, I don't know how many are going, and I do not know how many American troops are in Africa.
You know, I don't know either, but I'll tell you what. I'll try and find out. We got to let you go. Take a break for commercials. We'll be right back.
Do you or a loved one suffer migraine headaches? Listen to what scientist Kurt Hendricks has to say.
35 million people in the United States suffer with debilitating migraines. If you or a loved one are one of them, you need to know about MigraLeaf. Hi, I'm Kurt Hendricks, the scientist that formulated and patented the MigraLeaf migraine formula. MigraLeaf is a non-prescription dietary supplement recommended by neurologists, pharmacists, and pediatricians to address nutritional deficiencies in both adults and children over 2 with migraines. Try MigraLeaf for 3 months and see the powerful difference it can make in your life or get your money back, no questions asked. Go to MIG911.com or call 800-MIG-7354. You can change your life today.
So if you suffer from migraines, don't wait. Call 800-MIG-7354. That's 800-MIG-7354 or visit MIG911.com.
Do you know there is an ongoing war right here in America? Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
When all this twisted steel was swept away, did these remaining holes reveal what really happened? What really
and Aloha America. Welcome back to the show here. And Fox News is actually covering the story where this school in Massachusetts canceled the Halloween parade because it wasn't politically correct enough. We're going to go back to the telephones now. Eduardo in Miami, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Aloha, Mike. First of all, I want to thank you for your excellent website and radio program, which broadcasts the truth. There's one point I want to make regarding Batista, you mentioned Cuba. Fulgencio Batista was dictator before Castro, but people don't know that he was a personal friend of Angel Castro and from the same hometown of Beirán Oriente.
Okay.
There was two things that happened for the Cuban Revolution was that, first of all, it was the Bank Five, which is a national Cuban bank at which Cuba had no debt. They actually had a surplus of funds, and they opened up a new bank for the production of agriculture and industry in Cuba. And at the same time, in 1947, Cuba voted against the partition of Palestine in the vote of the United Nations. Of course, that took the wrath of the people that that basically owned the United States, and they decided, well, let's get rid of them because they're costing us a problem. First of all, they have a bank that they don't want us to get into and be able to collect their serious funds. And second of all, they voted against us and basically the whole world against the partition of Palestine. There's two facts. And my point is that Fidel Castro is not really an enemy of the United States. He has been the closest ally of the United States.
He never wanted to be the enemy of the United States.
He sent over 50,000 Cuban troops to Angola for the purpose of protecting the wells of the Rockefellers. You know, these are facts that are not that well known. And actually, I'm realizing I live in Miami and I'm Cuban. It's actually a hard fact that's shocking to a lot of people that have this paradigm of U.S. versus Cuba. And there is no U.S. versus Cuba. It's U.S. ordering Cuba, and I believe Castro was a government agent. I mean, he lived 4 years in Los Angeles. He went to acting school. And his family is both of, I'll just say, non-Spanish extraction, both from his father's side and his mother's side. His mother was the maid of Castro, which was a Turkish Jewish descent. So these few things. And first of all, and Fulgencio Batista, as a matter of fact, was Raul Castro, the current dictator of Cuba. His godfather was Batista. Now that's on the internet. You can actually confirm that. So what the paradigm is that the supposed heroes of the revolution are basically agents of Washington sent to destroy Cuba for their lack of obedience to the masters in New York and Washington.
Well, they may have started as U.S. agents, but as was proved with Saddam Hussein, the U.S. government won't hesitate to turn on their own agents. Have to let you go, Eduardo. We need to do
Absolutely.
Station identification. We'll be right back.
About something serious for a minute, your age. Getting old has its perks, but remember, being a few years younger, you know, your hair was thicker, you didn't have so many wrinkles, that extra weight wasn't haunting you, and you just felt better. Well, we can't turn back the clocks and go back 10 or 15 years, but you can start feeling and looking 10 or 15 years younger with Nature's Youth RSF. It's a doctor-formulated daily supplement that helps your body maintain its peak performance and fight the aging process. Imagine sleeping better, looking better, and feeling better. See how Nature's Youth RSF has helped thousands of people just like you at naturesyouth.com. Naturesyouth.com. The holidays are coming. Imagine how it will feel when your family and friends are asking you what you did to look so good. Your secret will be Nature's Youth RSF. It's time to start looking better and feeling better. Learn more and order your Nature's Youth RSF at naturesyouth.com. That's naturesyouth.com.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.